TJ Otzelberger, who joins us right now.
Wow. Good way to start the program.
Yeah, on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline. Coach Otzelberger, welcome. Well, based off of some quotes that I've read today, I guess I can say welcome home to Ames and Iowa State. How are you today?
Doing great. I appreciate it. We're excited to get back and fired up to be home.
Well, it's good to have you. It was good to see, you know, I heard Fred in his teleconference seem very excited to have you back. And the first direction to go with you, Coach, I think, is you left Iowa State 2 years ago. Reason very understandable. You wanted to get some additional, work on your resume. You wanted to someday become a head coach. Now, I have seen your name linked to be a head coach elsewhere, even interviews coming up this weekend at the Final Four, yet you said today in your teleconference that you've pulled your name from consideration. Why did you do that? Why did you decide to come back to Iowa State, and why now?
Well, first of all, I thought when the opportunity to go to the University of Washington presented itself, I thought it was a unique opportunity for me to broaden my horizons. Obviously, as a coach, I've kind of grown up at Iowa State and been in the profession, and my only experience had been at Iowa State. And I felt like to get better as a coach overall, grow and develop, it was important for me to have another experience. And going to Washington provided that. And while I was there, enjoyed that time, but throughout the time, realized how much I missed Iowa State, how passionate I was for Iowa State, how many times I watched those games where the guys were playing, and I just missed the whole environment and all the people and the relationships that Allison and I built over time. So really wanted to be back. And then to take it one step further, when you talk about the head coaching opportunities and some of those that existed, felt like this opportunity and being able to be back at Iowa State was something that Allison and I just, is a dream come true for us. And we obviously, as much as at some point I would like to become a head coach down the road, it doesn't need to happen anytime soon. And to be back at Iowa State and working with Coach Hoiberg and the great staff, Coach Mann and Coach Henry and Coach Byers and all the guys, to be back, I think we have a chance to build on some of those successes, and excited to be part of it.
Coach, for those who don't know, your wife is Allison Otzelberger, Allison Lacey, one of the greatest basketball players in Iowa State women's basketball history. Man, I've learned this in 5 years. I got a little girl. I know you got twins who are 4 months. Jason, Olivia, saw you tweeting pictures of them today. They're beautiful. How much did your wife have to say about this? Because I'm assuming, I know that she loves Ames too, and you keep talking about wanting to get your family home. What was that conversation like with Allison when you picked up the phone and told her you had this opportunity?
Well, it's ironic that we talk about being a head coach, because not only am I'm not a head coach by my job title, but also not at home. So there's something consistent for me that I knew with this opportunity how thrilled my wife was. And to be able to be back, I mean, Iowa State means so much to her. I mean, this is as well as myself. Just obviously the years she spent here, she had the family atmosphere at the women's basketball program. And Coach Finley is like a second father to her, and she's learned and grew so much through it. So I really don't know. Sometimes as an assistant coach on the court, you might suggest a play, and that suggestion isn't taken by the head coach. And sometimes at home as an assistant coach, you make a suggestion that's not taken. So I think Allison was coming with her without me. So I decided it'd be good if I tagged along as well.
You came to Iowa State, I believe it was in 2006, with Greg McDermott. You were on his initial staff at Iowa State. You've seen a lot. You went through all the McDermott years. You were kind of the bridge there between the McDermott and Hoiberg eras at Iowa State. Then you go to Washington for 2 years, and now you're back. Coach, how are you most different now as a professional, as a person, compared to in 2006 when you were kind of, wide-eyed, had your first big-time job at Iowa State?
Well, the first thing that resonates with me is understanding and appreciating what a special place Iowa State is, and all the friendships and everything that we've built through the years, and how great the fans are and the support, and how awesome it is to just walk on the floor at Hilton Coliseum and see that support, and how uniquely special the environment is. I guess in 2006, I didn't probably realize how great that was. Not that I took it for granted, but also you just, until you see it, some other things, you don't know that. And I feel like as I've kind of evolved as a coach and gone through and tried to grow and develop in my career, I felt like the experience that I'd had and the 7-plus prior years at Iowa State, coupled with those 2 years at Washington, has really helped give me clarity on what is important to me and where I do want to be and the direction of my career. And obviously, with this move, there's nothing that could make us any happier. I mean, we are fired up and just, I mean, so excited to be back.
Talking with Iowa State, again, assistant coach T.J. Otzelberger on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline. Coach, in your teleconference today with the media, you basically said, yeah, I'm already working for Iowa State. How crazy has the last, I don't know, 48 hours been? Because this timeline moved very quickly. You were a member of the Washington coaching staff 48 hours ago. Now you're already working for Iowa State. Yeah, just talk to me about that. I mean, one, how much sleep have you gotten? Two, you know, just talk us through the whirlwind of the last 2 days for you.
Well, I think the one thing that's definitely eased the transition is over the last couple years, Coach Hoiberg and I have maintained a close personal friendship as well as, you know, working relationship and talking through situations. And I feel like we never really got out of rhythm, that we've always been close and managed to build on our relationship. And truthfully, that's taught me a lot about Coach Hoiberg's character and who he is, because he could have very easily 2 years ago when I decided to make a move, you know, it could have changed our relationship. And I think in some ways it's helped grow and strengthen it. But beyond that and hitting that rhythm with him, and when he called me yesterday morning, had that chill go down your spine and thought, man, this sounds like it's a real possibility. I remember even telling Allison when I first called her that I don't want to say too much because I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to do anything to jeopardize it. And then as the day evolved and, you know, going through yesterday and just, you know, talking with Fred and other people to make sure that everything was, you know, everything was lined up to come back has been kind of a process. You think about, you know, calling all the players at Washington and all the recruits and players on the roster and going through that and administrators and coaches. And there's that part of it where you want to make sure that all the people that have been helpful and important to you on that end, that you call and handle those things a certain way. And then on the other end of it is trying to reach out and communicate with, you know, some of the current players on the Cyclones that obviously there's a lot of relationships, personal relationships for me of guys who've been involved in recruiting and known for a long period of time. So you feel like you're constantly playing catch up, and you almost want to pinch yourself because you're so excited that it's going on. At the same time, the phone keeps ringing and there's calls that need to be made, and it seems like it's nonstop.
Coach T.J. Osterberger joining us on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline. Coach, it's great to have you back. You've been gone a couple years, and there's obviously been some turnover on that roster, and you kind of mentioned it in your last answer there, but can you go through some of the relationships you have with the guys that are going to be rolling out for the Cyclones next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, George Niang is someone that obviously he's, you know, as a staff, and Coach Hoiberg did a phenomenal job back, you know, five years ago or 6 years ago now when we started recruiting George and built that relationship with him. And obviously I was a part of that as well. And seeing him grow and develop into what he's become has been so special. But he's somebody that truly, from a character standpoint as a person, is every bit, if not more, talented than he is as a student athlete. And so that relationship is one that's been there. And Naz Long, another guy that, you know, I think he was one of those guys that, you know, we started looking at him, you know, back his junior year of high school, and maybe it was another guy who was a little bit under the radar, and, you know, that relationship goes back quite a ways. And on from there, guys like, I mean, Jameel McKay and Deontay Burton I've known since their middle school days, being Milwaukee guys, and Matt Thomas I've known since he's a fifth grader, and Monty Morris through Monty's recruitment process. I mean, we started recruiting him in an early age, and Coach Mann did a great job cultivating and developing that relationship with Monty, and getting to know him through the process. So ultimately, the majority of the roster guys I'm not only very familiar with, but go back quite a number of years and have a history and seeing them grow and develop. So it's really exciting.
What was that like for you being on the West Coast and watching, I mean, just for instance, Matt Thomas, you mentioned you've known him since fifth grade. You were instrumental in recruiting George Niang to Iowa State. And you didn't really get to coach those guys. I mean, you did George 1 year, but at the bulk of their success, you were instrumental in getting them to Iowa State, but you didn't get to actually, you know, roll your sleeves up and work with them. What was that like? And is that one of the reasons why you're so excited to come back as well?
And ultimately, for me, the reason that I got into coaching is because you love teaching, you love coaching the game of basketball, and you love seeing, you know, young men develop on the court and off the court. And even though I wasn't fortunate enough to be there every day through some of these experiences the last 2 years, definitely took a lot of pride in the successes that guys have had and how they've developed and how they've persevered. And can remember so many times over the last couple of years, and I almost hate to say it, but we're having practice for Washington, and I'm looking at the clock thinking, all right, hopefully 15 minutes are left. Hopefully we can finish up these last two drills so I can get to the TV and watch the guys play tonight on Big Monday or watch this game on Wednesday night. So excited. Sometimes it's a little bit of a lonely feeling when you're watching the games from your office, or, you know, and Allison and I watch quite a few from home, because you're thinking, man, we want to be part of it. We're excited for these guys. We want to, you know, be involved in it, but yet, you know, really enjoyed, you know, watching and seeing those guys succeed and continue to do well.
One more question for you, Coach, and then I'll let you get back to your busy day. I know you can't get into specifics here, but fans are wondering. It's a weird deal, college basketball recruiting. This is such an odd time of year. I think a live period's coming up in like 10 days or so. Matt Abdelmassey was, you know, the guy really on the ground for Fred Hoiberg. Now you come in. What's the transition like? Is that, do you just jump right all over Matt's guys? Do you have your own guys you have in mind? Like, what happens between now and that live period recruiting-wise?
Yeah, I think the critical part is that as a staff, we get together and determine where the needs exist the most and where we need to allocate our time. I think that, you know, and when you have a staff and, you know, with a head coach and three assistants can all go out and recruit, it's important that, you know, you're utilizing everybody. That's the best that you can. So at this point, had some conversations with Coach Hoiberg and evaluated what some specific need areas might be. And at the same time, look forward to getting everybody together as a staff and talking about what options and possibilities might be out there. But recruiting is nonstop. And in one end of it, everybody on the staff is working to try to drum things up almost like an independent contractor. And on the other end of it, you want to come together and have great chemistry as a staff and as a team to formulate, you know, the game plan for who you want to recruit and how you go about doing that. So I think at this point it's a little premature to say exactly who we're recruiting or picking up a list or going off of those things. It's more about identifying needs and who are the guys out there that fit those needs and how it's best to allocate time in order to move forward in recruiting them.
Thanks for your time, Coach. We appreciate it. Congratulations.
Good to have you back, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.